1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and worldwide on the app and on the web. Directly at ABQ.FM, I am Eddie Aragon, the Rock of Talk. And this is New Mexico Reverse Mortgage Gray Matters. Every Saturday at 10 a.m., we talk about one of the financial instruments that can help you, if you're 62 and older, get ready for retirement. And joining us this morning is Amanda from New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. And let me tell you, folks, before we even get started, you are going to absolutely love listening to her because she's got one of those cool accents. Amanda, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about your accent. Where are you from? How you got here to the land of enchantment and what you do at New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Let's get to know you.
Okay, well, I was born and raised in England, a little bit north of London, in a fairly rural area. At the age of 21, I came across to the States on vacation and ended up staying here. I lived in Santa Barbara. And then,
beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And then San Francisco, and then decided to go to school at UNM. So came out to New Mexico to do my degree and ended up loving the sunshine, loving the people, and ended up staying here. I've been here for the last 30 years.
And what degree did you get at the University of New Mexico?
I have a degree in biology.
Awesome. Well, that's we're so glad to have you here. You're, I think, adding to everything here with what we have here in this very diverse culture we know as New Mexico, and a place where so many people are choosing to relocate, especially when it comes to, what else? Retirement. 310 sunny days a year, Amanda, and it's a beautiful place, as you know. And look, if we can beat San Francisco and Santa Barbara, we're going to continue to attract that many of these people who are looking at their sunset years, and one of the ways they achieve that sunset is through reverse mortgage. So why reverse mortgage, Amanda? I know this is the industry that you work in. You like this. Why is this such a good financial instrument for people? We talked with Mesa last week about it, and he talked about all the advantages and dispelled many of the myths, but I'd like to hear from you on that.
Well, I think many of us, you know, pay into our houses for many years. We love our houses. We want to stay in them. We want to spend our golden years in them. And we have a lot of our assets tied up in them. Mm-hmm. And we have limited, probably, finances as we retire. And we don't want to take out another mortgage so that we can access some of the equity in our home that we have to make a payment on. But we would like to access some of that equity so we can enjoy it. And a reverse mortgage allows us to do that. We can take out some of the equity in our home, use it for whatever reason we want, and we don't have to make principal interest payments on it. So it doesn't strap us financially, but we get to have the benefit of using some of the equity of our house.
So this is a home equity loan, and the way it's works is it's reserved specifically, right? 62, all your clients are 62 and older.
Correct.
So it doesn't require any kind of monthly mortgage payment, but the loan is repaid after the borrower moves out or they die. So this is essentially turning your house into a bank. And it is a bank because, as you just mentioned, you invested a lot of that money that's been invested. You'd like to go ahead and take from it. The reverse mortgage allows you to do that.
Exactly. And you don't pay taxes on it or anything like that. And you can use it. You can have a line of credit and tap into it as you need it. Or you can have monthly income. Or you can take a lump sum if you wish to do something like buy a dream car or go on a fabulous vacation. Whatever you want to do.
It's your money, right?
Exactly.
That's the great thing about this country. It's your money. This is a retirement planning tool now. This isn't something that just isn't what people used to consider. Oh, well, finally, you have as a last resort your reverse mortgage. That's not the case. This should be a retirement planning tool for you. It's your money.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of us, that is a large asset for you. And to be able to tap in it and use it should be part of your financial planning. You can put it into the line of credit, and which grows, which allows you to increase the amount of funds available to you, or, you know, you can take it out and put it into something else. But it certainly is something that you should consider using, as it is one of the largest assets that most people have, which is their home.
What the heck is a HECM?
A HECM is a home equity conversion mortgage. It's a fancy name for a reverse mortgage.
All right. So when we're talking about nomenclature, numbers, and all, so you like that word that I use for nomenclature with biology.
Yeah. Right?
You're going back to your biology degree.
There you go.
This, by the way, this predates you actually coming here to New Mexico. You've been here 30 years. The HECM was introduced in 1989. It has really made, I think, retirement a reality for so many people. The last thing we like to see is, older people, senior citizens, et cetera, working, doing menial jobs or having to work to put food on the table. The reverse mortgage, if you're responsible enough to pay your mortgage and pay it down, why not crank that so that way you can afford retirement?
Exactly. It subsidizes your income, and we could all use a little extra when we're on a limited income, or you know, just for any particular reason you want to do something special, or, you know, whatever. It's nice.
So
to
who
have
benefits from this, Amanda? I mean, let's talk about. Okay, so I've always thought about wanting to be closer to my grandkids. You're probably not a candidate if you want to be closer to your grandkids in some other state, some other place. You want to sell your home. You're not a candidate for reverse mortgage. You got to stay in your house.
Right. This is for someone who wants to spend the rest of their years in their home. If you want to sell your house, it's not the greatest idea. You'll have to pay off the mortgage as you would any other mortgage, you know. But you certainly will have more money available to you if you take out a line of credit with a reverse mortgage to go visit those grandchildren if you just wanted to see them frequently.
Yeah, you don't want to see them too much, because then you'd get the menial job of becoming a babysitter instead of a grandma and a grandpa, right?
Exactly.
That's never any fun. And then you're like, what did I sign up for? This is not my sunset years. The other thing that's great, and I've actually seen this with the reverse mortgage, is people sometimes aren't able to maintain their home with cost repairs 30, 40 years into their home, and they've paid into that home and it's worth something. They need to put in a new sidewalk, maybe something that's either handicap accessible, something where they have a backyard that they want to enjoy, something along those lines.
Yeah.
The reverse mortgage can help you do that.
Exactly. It gives you the funds to do whatever you need to do to modify it so that your home is more, you know, accessible to you in different areas in your old age, or you can take out the garden so you don't need to do as much work. You can change it to accommodate you in your elderly years.
All right, so let's get to the reverse mortgage basics. Essentially, how does it work?
You come in and talk to us at New Mexico Reverse Mortgage.
How can we contact you?
You can contact us on the phone at 505-897-4900, or you can go to our website, and we will give you a little preliminary question, a few preliminary questions, and ask you how old you are, how much equity you have in your home, and we can determine if you will qualify, providing you don't have any major credit issues or serious lack of income.
There you go. And it gets repaid, by the way, when either the borrower dies or the home is sold or you permanently move out. You're eligible only if you're 62 and older, but we want you to call New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. And again, they can be reached at, Amanda?
505-897-4900.
Let's get into some of the other aspects of the reverse mortgage and the pros and the cons. Mace was excellent in dispelling all the cons and the myths. And what I really liked coming out of last week's show with Mace was the fact that there's a myriad of ways that you could blend getting the funds in terms of a disbursement in a monthly payment. I really didn't know that was possible. I don't know that there's another financial instrument that where you could essentially diversify which way you get the money from that investment. That's very cool.
It's very cool. It's unique. And, you know, you can change it. You can start off by getting monthly payments and then switch to just leaving it in the line of credit or taking out a lump sum. You can change it as you go along. So it's very flexible. It can meet your needs as they arise. And, you know, you don't make the payments on this money. So it's very unique compared to any other line of equity, et cetera.
Yeah, and I think it's important for people to understand in that diversity is the versatility that will allow them many choices within the one choice that they've been paying in every single month, and that, of course, is their home mortgage. The loan balance increasing over time as interest on the loans and the fees accumulate. People make a big deal about this as far as a con, but this is something that oftentimes people don't need to necessarily worry about. Agree, disagree?
I agree. You know, the interest is accruing, but the interest is it's on every mortgage we pay. The interest is figured out. In this case, we just don't know how long you're going to hold the mortgage for, so it accrues, you know, as you continue to live and keep the house and the mortgage. If you're concerned about losing equity in your home, then this may not be the right tool for you. However, you know, if you plan on staying there for the rest of your life, it's really not going to be an issue. And because it's a non-recourse loan, you'll never owe more than the value of the property.
Yeah, that's very important to understand in terms of it being a solvent instrument for you. It was interesting, Amanda. I'm not sure how much you keep up with home values. I imagine in your day-to-day, you probably do. But I looked state to state, and it's kind of interesting. Here in New Mexico, the average rate of appreciation over the last 5 years and 10 years, I actually have it right here. It's actually pretty decent. The last 5 years, we've appreciated 11.6%. Over the last year, home prices have increased 3.63%. So looking at the appreciation and then overall with, I'm going to say because I'm biased and you, of course, listen to the Rock of Talk in the afternoon. With the Trump economy, I feel like those types of things are going to continue to improve here, not just for our state, but throughout the rest of the country. I mean, we're not getting the, you know, unbelievable five-year appreciation rate of 80.6% that they have in Nevada, or let's say 42.19% in Utah, or 56.51% in Arizona. But it's pretty good here in New Mexico at 12%.
Yeah, I think our homes are going to continue to appreciate. I think Albuquerque is growing and is an attractive place for people to come to retire because of the weather, but also, you know, to start a family and come here and stay here. I think we sort of, you know, dropped substantially when there was the crash, but homes are appreciating at a good rate now. As I say, it's a desirable place to live. I think we're all going to continue to see growth.
Yeah, I certainly share your optimism moving forward, not just for this state, but certainly for this country. Just want to make sure that we have all the right policies in place. But my Rock of Talk listeners know what I'm talking about. If you want to become a New Mexico reverse mortgage candidate, it's very easy. Contact Amanda directly. Amanda, how can people reach you?
They can phone 505-897-4900 and just ask for me, Amanda.
And when we get back, we'll have more with Amanda, why she selected Albuquerque, what's great about Albuquerque, and lots of other stuff here on Gray Matters here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and worldwide at ebq.fm. Back in a moment. AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM. Gray Matters here on AM 1600 KIVA and 93.7 FM. I'm Eddie Aragon, the Rock of Talk. With me is Amanda from New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. You can reach out to them directly. Amanda, how can people reach you?
They can call us at 505-897-4900.
It's that time of year, Christmas. Probably one of the things that when you celebrated one Christmas here, you never wanted to celebrate another Christmas, despite being in London, despite being in Santa Barbara and San Francisco. I mean, Christmases are just better here in New Mexico, aren't they, Amanda?
They are definitely different. Yes, they are very enjoyable. I love all the luminarias and everything else about it. There's just so much tradition here.
There is. There's a lot of tradition. Not to mention have you ever been down to the Albuquerque Little Theater?
I have.
They're one of the great things. A great thing to see is Annie, which is running from now until the 24th of December. So you can certainly head on out there and check that out. That's Annie at Albuquerque Little Theater. Also, this past Thursday was the Shop and Stroll at Knob Hill. One of the great things to do here in Albuquerque is the Shop and Stroll, both there. And then last Friday night, I went to the Shop and Stroll in Old Town, and it was jam-packed with everybody picking up all various little gifts and the lighting of the Albuquerque Christmas tree. Have you been down to the Old Town in Knob Hill?
I've been to Old Town. I live near Old Town. So, yes, I have been there and seen the tree. And Knob Hill, I ventured up there last weekend, and it was packed.
Wasn't it,
though?
It
was crazy. Yes.
Yeah, that was the parade that they had there. I forget exactly the official name of it. I was actually down there in Knob Hill at the time as well. I had a 6 p.m. dinner reservation Saturday night over there, and over at Zinc, and it was next to impossible to get in there.
Yeah, yeah. All the streets were closed off. You couldn't get near it to park. It was quite a feat to get in to actually get to Knob Hill.
Yeah, so great stuff happening here in Albuquerque, and don't forget to become a subscriber of New Mexico Magazine, folks, for all the great events. Not to mention what was in the Albuquerque Journal, The Light Among the Ruins, Hemis Springs, a nice jaunt up there before it gets too cold. It was a little bit cold this week, 19 degrees when I got up yesterday morning, Amanda. Very, very, very cold. But Light Among the Ruins, that runs over there at the Hemis Historic Site, and you can see the Fajalitos, if you will, up there at Hemis. And there is the Canyon Road Farolito Walk, and that will, of course, be running throughout the holidays and the weekends, but probably the best sight to see on Christmas Eve is the Canyon Road Farolito Walk. So lots of great stuff happening, especially those people who have a little bit of time on their hands and can get out there and take a look at all the great things that New Mexico has to offer, which is why this is one of the number one places for people to retire. And one of the ways that they achieve that retirement is through a New Mexico reverse mortgage. And New Mexico reverse mortgage is a financial, diversified financial instrument that can help you get to the point where you can afford to retire, especially here in this very affordable place to live in, we know as Albuquerque, New Mexico. How much money comes out of these reverse mortgages? Is there a proportion? How is that determination made? I imagine that based upon rules, regulations, you know, what you can take from your... How is that computed?
Yeah, well, there are HUD guidelines that we follow, but it's computed. We figure out how much we can lend you by your age and the value of the property.
Okay.
A certain percent, depending on your age, of the value is how it is determined.
Okay, and that obviously is a case-by-case basis. Mason and I talked last week about counseling.
Mm-hmm.
What was so important was the counseling part. You operate a bit as a counselor, correct?
We certainly do. Our goal is to educate. We're not out there to try and, you know, take advantage of any seniors. We want to help them. We want to let them know what is available to them, if this is a good decision for them or not. If they're going to leave their home in a few years and go into a retirement place, this may not be an ideal instrument for them to take on. We try and give them all the options available and truly explain it in detail so that they know what they're getting into.
So let's just kind of give a ballpark. If we can kind of figure out, you know, the average price of a home. I do the Real Estate Hour, which is what I did last hour with Tego and Tracy. We've been doing that for 4 years. But the average price is right around $199,000, $200,000. So let's take a $200,000 home. Let's take a homeowner age of, let's just say, 70 years of age. And let's assume that they still have about, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 on the mortgage. The loan estimate coming up with that, wow. Is based upon this calculator seems to be pretty strong at 40,000. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good home loan estimate based upon the information that I have here at 200,000, $60,000 mortgage with a 70-year. But I imagine you can probably do even better than that with a New Mexico reverse mortgage.
Well, it certainly depends. We're flexible, with fees and everything like that. We try to be competitive. We are a locally owned company, and we try and work with this community. But, it's still mandated by the rules. We can only do a certain percent, and we only have, you know, some small amount of flexibility with the fees, but I think we could probably do a little better than that $40,000.
Yeah, I think that you possibly could. So call New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Amanda, how can people reach you directly?
They can reach me directly at 505-897-4900 and simply ask for Amanda.
It's that simple. I imagine there are application fees, disclosures, all that kind of stuff that you get into with them, but they're pretty low. The threshold for getting one of these New Mexico reverse mortgages doesn't cost very much to get one of these New Mexico reverse mortgages.
No, and we don't actually charge an application fee. You can come in and chat to us and get educated and go through. There is a small charge by the counselors who are a third party and independent. They charge a small fee, but sometimes that can be wrapped into the loan also. But the only upfront cost you'll really experience apart from the counseling is the appraisal fee, and that's because they're totally independent from us as they need to be so that we don't influence them. And that has to be paid when they do the appraisal.
And also, I think that's probably the reason why it probably takes 4 to 6 weeks to get a New Mexico reverse mortgage is the appraisers. The appraisers,
right.
By the time they're scheduling and all the other stuff, that there's only so many of those guys to go around. That's a minimum of 3 to 4 weeks to get an appraisal on a house, plus their evaluations, comping it out, and making sure it comes back.
Exactly, yeah. Appraisals and then the title work, et cetera. But, yeah, our job really does not take that long, but we are sort of waiting on a few other people. Yeah.
Yeah. Closing costs also involved in something like this with any mortgage. I remember that buying my house when I bought it, just dealing with all the closing costs that go in. How is that handled, and how is that different from a traditional mortgage?
Well, there are some similar closing costs. You know, you do have the title fees. You do have some document prep. You have mortgage insurance premium because it's an FHA-insured loan. But these are all rolled into the mortgage so that the person getting the reverse mortgage does not have to come up with the money up front. As I said before, the only fee they have to pay up front, apart from the counseling, is the appraisal fee. So we do make sure that we roll in the fees so that they're not out of pocket a huge amount.
Let's start to think about, for our listeners out there who are considering a New Mexico reverse mortgage, how they intend on using the reverse mortgage loan proceeds. That's something that before they make the decision to do it, that they probably should have a pretty good grasp on what to do with that $40,000, $50,000, $100,000, $250,000, depending upon the value of their home, Amanda. I imagine that's something that they should probably get to a point that is solidified, which is why you counsel and not direct.
Right, except in a way, if you're using this as a financial tool, you don't have to know what you want to do with the monies. You can know that if you put it into a line of credit, it's going to grow, and it will be available for you when you do have a need for those monies.
So the disbursement over time might be to my advantage if I just want to have the cash available, but I don't necessarily know what I want to use it for?
Especially the line of credit.
Okay.
You don't know what you're going to use it for, but it's still growing. And so in 10 years, you decide, I need a new roof, I want to do an addition to my house, I want to go to the Bahamas, whatever. You know, that line of credit has grown. So your $40,000 has turned into $50,000 or $60,000, you know. So now you can decide, this is something I would like to do, and tap into that line of credit.
Wow. Okay. So I don't need to necessarily know how I'm going to commit all that. So many times when we're making commitments with money, we want to know everything, especially during that time of year when we have budgets, right, for Christmas and shopping. And
exactly.
I don't want to have $100 for this person and $250 for this person.
Right. Now, this is your money. This is the money coming out of the equity in your home, and you can spend it as you wish. You know, there are no restrictions. But, you know, a lot of people come in with a preconceived idea of what they want to use it for, but you don't have to have that.
Let's talk about whether or not single or married. Does that play into the New Mexico reverse mortgage at all, marital status?
It doesn't alter whether you qualify or not, but a lot of people who are married like to do it because, you know, it makes sure that the other spouse can stay in the house for the rest of their life. Once you take a reverse mortgage, you can stay there without making the payments and the principal interest for as long as you live in the house. And if one of you passes away, the other one can still stay there without having to make any payments. So,
wow.
That's definitely
a consideration for every couple that gets involved in a New Mexico reverse mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of times, you know, the husband, the men die younger,
yeah.
And so that way they know their wives are taken care of. They can stay in their own home for the rest of their lives. No one's going to kick them out when the husband passes away.
Well, that's incredible, and I like it. I think that is awesome because that is sometimes something people don't honestly consider. They have a hard time facing reality, but there is definitely the possibility, almost a certainty, if you will, that you will guys will pass away separately from one another, and one will outlive the other. And as you mentioned, very likely, Amanda, you will outlive me in terms of length of life, right, in terms of all of that stuff.
But, we'll see. but you know, it is nice to have the security to know that your loved one is going to stay in the home that they want to be in, and that they don't have to make costly payments, and that, you know, they can spend the rest of their years secure.
There you go. You can, you and your spouse can remain in the home even after one of you passes, and it's a great financial instrument. It's a New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. You can go ahead and Google NewMexicoReverseMortgage.com. And you can pull them up on their website. There's loan calculators, not to mention signing up for the free book that is available from New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. One more time, how can people reach you directly, Amanda, to talk about a New Mexico Reverse Mortgage?
They can phone me at 505-897-4900 and ask for Amanda.
We'll take a quick break. More here on the New Mexico Reverse Mortgage Hour. Gray Matters here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. Back in a moment. AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with The Rock of Talk, Eddie Aragon and Amanda from New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, talking about great places to be, and Albuquerque is a great place to be, especially if you're looking to retire. The affordability of the community, certainly good, and some of the character places, very interesting. One of those places is the North Valley and Corrales, right, Amanda? You get out there a little bit, and you know, from farmers markets to the fact that we have relatively very temperate and good solid weather year-round. You get all four seasons as well. This makes it a very hospitable and habitable place, particularly people of the age of 62 and older.
I absolutely love the North Valley. I live there myself. It is rural. A lot of people have animals. I have chickens and ducks.
Oh, wow.
It is a great place. You know, it's a wonderful community. Corrales also is very similar. It's very relaxed, very laid back. Everyone's very friendly. I think it was a wonderful place to retire.
Yeah, the chickens and ducks, do you go out and get the eggs from the chickens at all?
I do. I get
eggs. Do you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I get eggs every day, but I don't actually eat that many eggs, so I just supply all my friends with them.
Oh, wow. Well, you can supply your new friend, Eddie Aragon, the Rock of Talk, with your farm fresh eggs. That would be absolutely awesome. All right, let's continue to talk about, you know, these places, what makes Albuquerque great, and how people can take advantage of this instrument, this a reverse mortgage from New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, to make sure that they can continue to live here in our very, like I said, affordable and hospitable state. Corrales, for example, I'm looking at the average price for homes in there. By the way, significantly higher than the rest of the market. Average price for a home is about $330,000. Mm-hmm. And continues to, you know, and we talk about all this with Tego and Tracy. That'd be a very good place to go ahead and do a reverse mortgage, in a place where you know that you're going to retire, you know that it's livable, is a village, and then all the great things that there's four wineries in Corrales.
Yeah.
There's several places to eat, the salons, the services that are there, bed and breakfast. There's four bed and breakfasts in Corrales that are right here off of the, I mean, this is a place that has a very high quality of life and a very easy way of living.
Yeah, it's a lovely, beautiful community. It's very self-sufficient. It has everything you need. A lot of people who live out there don't really venture out of Corrales because you don't need to, you know?
That's funny.
Well, it's got fabulous restaurants. I mean, most people that own property out there, they have a substantial amount of land. I think most of the houses are on an acre. And it's just beautiful. It's scenic. It's green. It's by the river. You know, it's a wonderful place to retire.
They have the Corrales Bistro Brewery, which is there. There's Indigo Crow is mm-hmm. one of the places. Have you been there?
I have been there. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's a great chef that's there. The Paredes Tijuana Bar, Sandia Bar, that's there. Hannah and Nate's, if you haven't been there, a good place to go. I recommend it. Of course, there's the always famous Village Pizza. Have you eaten at Village Pizza?
I have done lunch there many times.
Oh, there
yeah.
you go. And then Las Ristras for some fancy dining as well. So plenty of dining options. That's one of the things that seniors really like to do when they get together, is they want to get together and go out to dinner, go out to eat.
Yeah, definitely. And Corrales has a really nice community feel to it. Everyone seems to know everyone. It's a small, friendly community. So it has this little village feeling to it.
The shopping there, too, is pretty amazing. That's mostly what I've done in Corrales, is gone to various shops that are kind of in and out. It's got that little, you know, I guess you could say Santa Fe feel, Old Town feel. They have that in Corrales.
Sure. In fact, if you're going to go doing Christmas shopping, it's like an alternative to Nob Hill or something. It's a great
yeah.
place to visit.
There
yeah.
we go. Just another town within a town, and that's what we have here. And that's maybe why Secondhand Treasures is one of those places that I've been several times, and I'm always a bit of a bargain shopper. It's a good place to go to. Prized Possessions also in Corrales. So there you go. The visitcorrales.com. And if you happen to be one of those people who are a homeowner and you're considering a financial instrument to preserve your quality of life in Corrales, and you're the age of 62 or older, give Amanda a call. Amanda, how can people reach you?
505-897-4900.
I remember when I was growing up driving in Corrales, it was kind of interesting how they said, drive slow, see our village, drive fast, see our judge. That stuck out to me.
Yeah, no, right? No one forgets that,
yeah,
and it's true.
Is that the one sign that defines Corrales more than any? Is it still there? I don't even...
No, I
passed it so many times, I don't even pay attention to
yeah,
it anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still there. And I just know that it's one of those things that, you know, you hit Corrales, and it's like everybody slows down. But it's nice because it's so scenic and beautiful and green that you get to appreciate everything.
The wineries coming out of there, I've been to all four wineries that are there. These are guys who have owned their land for a long time. I mean, in some cases, 30, 40, 50 years, they've developed their vines that are there. The Corrales wineries are particularly good, and you can really enjoy the afternoon on $15-$20, do a tasting and tour the vines and get a magnificent view of the Sandia Mountains, unobstructed, dare I say. There is, when you're sitting in the back porch of the couple of the wineries that I've been to, there's nothing that's between you and the mountains.
No, it's beautiful. It's kind of like doing a little tour of Napa, but we've got it here in Corrales instead, you know. It's like our own little bit of California.
Yeah, and if you're considering overnights, four bed and breakfast to serve you in Corrales. I'm part of the Corrales Chamber of Commerce at this point with all of my very loving things to say about it. It's also part of the Main Street America 2017 accredited. And again, the website is visitcorrales.com. If you live there, looking to stay there, and looking a way to maintain that quality of life, best way to do it is the New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. And you can go ahead and contact them directly and contact Amanda directly at New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. So lots of good stuff during this time of year. It's an instrument that continues to pay you, and all you need to do is be age 62 or older. They'll help you get through the counseling and the session that will help you establish what kind of money that your home can bring you. Yes, imagine your home bringing you money after you've been bringing it money, in some cases chasing that mortgage payment through the ups and downs of switching jobs and career changes and putting children through school and all these various things. Well, finally, you can get the reward that you deserve by getting a reverse mortgage. Those are the types of things, experiences that are very similar to what you talk about all the time with clients and customers, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, for all those years you've paid in, et cetera, it's time you get to enjoy the benefits of what you have put into your house. Yeah, a lot of people think they need to leave it to their heirs, but quite frankly, most of our children, I have adult children, most of them have their own homes, etc., and rather see their parents enjoy their later years. And so if you can take some money out of your house and have a better standard of living, why not?
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, is maintaining it. Because that's what we're hearing a lot about, is long-term care. People who are incurring a substantial amount of monthly commitments now, because long-term care costs $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
People have resorted now to in-home visitations with nursing once, two, three times a week, which is far cheaper, but still quite expensive. And some people haven't exactly planned for that type of thing, Amanda. So having that equity in your home and the fact that the market has been appreciating sometimes is all they got, but is everything. It is more than enough to go ahead and take care of those things and make ends meet.
Exactly, exactly. You take out a reverse mortgage, and it can allow you to stay at home for your later years as opposed to having to go to a nursing home, because most people, I think, would rather stay in their own house and have some home health care come in. It's preferable to going to some facility.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. And people want that independence. People want, as I mentioned, the Little Theater or going to Old Town or Corrales. That independence is the dignity that people want to live with towards the end of their life. And they don't want to become a burden on their children. And oftentimes, you know, children are still children well through their 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
As you can see. And then the New Mexico reverse mortgage is necessary for other reasons.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a great tool. It can be used for anything, and it can help, you know, seniors, as you say, keep their independence, help their children if they wish, do what they want. I mean, you know, in later years when you're not working and you get to enjoy, you know, the fruits of your labors, part of that is enjoying the fact that you've paid into this house for so long and getting some money out and using it as you choose.
People need to understand whether or not they have the cash for retirement. And, you know, there's retirement calculators galore. You see them all the time, right, Amanda? I mean, they're everywhere. And there is no fixed number. There's just this idea that there's never enough, because sometimes there is never enough. You don't know. And this is why it needs to be explored as an instrument, whether or not you have the cash, whether or not you should pick up and move and live with your kids, or whether or not you can maintain that independence by living off the equity that's already there in your home and live comfortably at that. Proximity to family members has really kind of changed the retirement equation, Amanda. Mm-hmm. And I know that's one of those things that people really, really struggle with.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of us, you know, don't have maybe enough set aside for our retirement and maybe do need to downsize or something in our later years. But, you know, you can use a reverse mortgage to buy property. So we will.
Really?
Yeah, we will help you if you, you know, need to downsize, get nearer to family, find a more, you know, maybe one level house as opposed to two stories because the stairs are too much now. You need to make a change for whatever reason. You can put down a certain amount and we will match you pretty much. And so you can have like twice the buying power almost with a reverse mortgage.
Wow. I didn't realize that you could use that. So there is no restrictions on how you use that money.
Mm-mm.
And does that, let's say I was apply for another loan of some sort, that money that's coming out of the reverse mortgage, can that be used as income to define what I would qualify for with another house?
You can use the money, certainly, to buy another house, as long as you maintain living in the house that you've got the reverse mortgage on, certainly.
So that's the only qualification, just
right.
Maintain. So
it has to be your primary residence, but you could buy another house.
So that's telling me that it's diversified for the needs of maybe someone who is now handicapped or a child who needs to be taken care of, some sort of quote-unquote special need, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Wow, this is a great instrument. New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, contact Amanda directly. Amanda, how can people reach you?
They can reach me at 505-897-4900.
We're learning a lot here, folks, and I appreciate you listening here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and worldwide at abq.fm. Back in a moment.